Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen, that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
Radio. This is your girl, Choc Mommy, the host of the illest sex talk show ever. Wow, look at the switch boys doing it up already. Damn, I just came on. Great, take some calls. Before I do that, tonight is going to be a crazy show. We have Pink Candy Triple X, BBW Porn Star, which is my homegirl, coming on tonight at 8:30. She's in New York now. I don't know what the hell she's doing, but she's doing something. Tonight is going to be quite interesting. She got a lot to get off her chest. And for those of you that know her, y'all know she got a big-ass chest. Her titties are an eye cup. I only thought shit that was eye was the iPhone, the iPod, the iPad. So it's going to be crazy. I got crazy-ass new music to break tonight. I'm just going to be all over the place. But before I start getting into everything, let me bring on this caller. 876-845, you're riding the chocolate wave with Choc Mommy.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, cool. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing much better getting over this raggedy-ass cold that I had for a few days. I can't complain.
Pardon?
I said, I'm getting over a cold that I had, so I'm feeling a lot better.
Okay, okay, okay. What kind of car was that? Was that an upsetting car?
Huh?
Was that a car to upset you or something?
I can't hear you. I had a cold.
I said, was that an upsetting car? The car he was getting over with.
You mean my cold? I was sick with a cold.
Oh, you were sick with a cold. You was getting, oh. You know, I'm not phoning you from the States, and I'm actually phoning you outside of the States. I'm phoning you from Jamaica. Is this the first time I'm phoning you from Jamaica?
I could tell by the accent and then the 876. I know that's like a Jamaican number. Thank you for calling in.
What is that?
So
run
do you
that
have
by
anything?
Me again,
huh?
What did you say? Run that by me again?
I'm like, do you have any shout-outs you would like to do before I start playing some music and getting ready for my guests to come on?
No, I'm just want to say big up to your show and King and whatever, and, you know,
okay.
Blessing and prosperity for the new year and things. Don't really have no one that want to shout out to anything.
Cool. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and get into my first song, and then I'm going to come back and get back to you and everything like that. So, hi, B-Wolf. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play my first song, and that's going to be I Want You by Mo Trey Santana. And this song is, like, so fucking hot. It's like really, really, really nice. So sit back and enjoy some cool, calm, and collective music while I do my thing and ride the chocolate wave, okay?
Yeah, I got them what I said in Jamaica, mad.
So, let me get my song. I Want You by Mo Trey. What's Mo Trey? So, here we go. I got to find it. Everything is in alphabetical order, and I have a large-ass A-list. Damn. Here we go. I Want You.
I want
co-host. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Why do my phone sound so low?
I don't know.
Dang. What the hell?
Could it be raggedy? Just kidding.
No, my phone, look, you know what?
That's the new one, huh?
Look, I'm real sensitive about my damn phone. I don't know what the fuck happened. Sunday, my phone was acting stupid, and then that bitch went and cut on. It kept getting one-fourth to that line, and it kept going over and over and over. So, you know, I'm real sensitive about that. And for you to pick on my phone, then, you know.
I'm sorry. I'm saying.
Oh, you know what, Princess Nay? We have some serious shit to talk about. And I meant to tag you in my tweet today so you could understand what I'm talking about. Okay, this is for all you fucking rappers, right? It's like Twitter is for you to brand yourself. Put your shit out. Twitter is not for you to get on there, cry like a bitch, and complain about motherfuckers not retweeting your shit. Maybe if motherfuckers ain't retweeting your shit, maybe because
like
that shit ain't good. So, I mean, I just need for everybody to understand Twitter is for promoting, kicking it. It's not for you to cry. It's not for you to complain about why you can't get no pussy. Twitter is the last place to let motherfuckers know you can't get no pussy, okay? And if you want people to retweet your shit, how about you fucking retweet yourself? You know what I mean? So today, I swear, man, motherfuckers was getting on my nerves. Twitter is, if you're a rapper, be a rapper. Don't become a bitch. Because to me, if you're a rapper and you're on Twitter crying and shit, that just lets me know in the bedroom, your role is to be the bitch and I'm to fuck you. That, I'm just saying. Princess Nay, I know you got something you want to add to that.
I'm good. I'm not. I'm
you
not
sure?
Anything. I'm sure. I don't retweet. You know, it pisses me off. If I want to retweet it, then I'll retweet it. I tell them, quick, stop sending me DMs asking me if I'll retweet this for you, because I'm not retweeting anything. I'm just not. Don't send me messages telling me to follow you, because if I wanted to follow you, then I would have already followed you. And don't, what really gets me is these random people that send me messages to follow this person. So I told somebody, I'm like, look, I don't even follow you, so why would I follow somebody that you suggest for me to follow? Really? So, nah, I'm just saying that,
and then somebody, I'm just saying, I'm not really going to call out no name, but in his Twitter name, it says Plumber, and he was saying that I guess his dick is so big that he'll rearrange somebody's cycle. Taking a picture of a bloody towel and bloody sheets is not going to make a bitch want to fuck you.
That's nasty.
And anything, it's gonna make a bitch with common sense be like, I'm good. I'm good.
No, I don't want none of that.
I'm straight. Like, you can keep that dick to yourself, because that's just some shit that I don't need in my life. I don't want in my life. And that's not cute. And to the female that left that shit behind, and you let him take a picture, girl, bye.
Yeah, she was stupid.
I feel so much better. I feel so much better. Man, Princess Nay, the chick that's coming on the show tonight, this shit is going to be so funny. She came on a couple of months. She came on last year. Her name is Pete Candy Triple X, right? And she's a BBW porn star. Travis put me on to BBX Superstar or something like that. So BBW Superstar whatever came on, and Pink Candy came on. Pink Candy is really nice. She's a cool girl and everything. But the other BBW porn star bitch had an attitude. I don't know if it's because that bitch was 400 pounds and she was like, she was a porn star to keep from being on welfare.
Whatever, Frick.
Why are you doing what you're doing? But don't come on my show with an attitude and be like, people are hating on you. What the fuck am I going to hate on you for? Because your ass cheek, each ass cheek had 40 stars tattooed on it, or when you was in a bathtub and you was making
wow,
your booty
crack. Wow, her booty's big enough to have 40 stars tattooed on it? I'm
yeah,
mad that it's big enough cheek, for that.
Yeah, each ass cheek had about 40 stars, and when she was in the bathtub making her booty crack, that shit looked like a tsunami. So it was like,
wow.
He had an attitude, and Pink Candy was like, we had a good time, because I think had her call not dropped, not Pink Candy, but the other one, she would have got it. Because, you know, I don't go off on my guests on my show.
I do.
But she would have got it that night. I don't know where you was at that night. Precious was on, and she was laughing. Travis was just like, that was his favorite porn star. And it's fucked up when you, as a figure, as an entertainment figure, come on a radio show, and your biggest fan is on there, and then after you come on and you have such a nasty attitude, they don't want to be your fan anymore.
Mm.
So I was like, wow, I can't wait to have her back on, because that shit is going to be fucking crazy. So it's going to be like, it's going to be cool. Are you, mm-hmm. You're watching the chat room for me, right?
No.
Oh, you get porn stars on your show. I sure do. I'm sort of a porn star, and Princess Nay is a porn commentator. It's like, she'll commentate some freaky shit. That's all she'll do. Like, I don't know. Oh, girl, Sadie is on the lawn. He hit me up on BBM talking about some chick was sucking chocolate icing off his dick, and he ate some icing off her coochie. First of all, Daddy is a lie because he don't know how to eat pussy. Second of all, nobody sucks his dick because he doesn't pull it out. He's scared. So his best friend is his hand. And when he gets some hand, it's only because he puts some
they
water in his
They are very intimate palm. With one another.
Yeah, and he jacks his dick with a wet palm. That's it. That's the only way he's getting some head and some pussy around here. So let me bring him on before, you know, our guest comes on and we play some more music. Oh,
what's up, Seth? What's up?
So, how is your dick doing?
It's doing.
It's doing okay. Yeah.
It's doing okay.
First off, let me go ahead and clear up the other foolishness. It is true that this actually did happen to me before the show.
Where's the chick?
Right here.
Are we talking about you?
He's already coached her.
Alright, confirm it for me.
What am I converting? Wait a minute.
Come on, chocolate.
Oh, my chocolate dick? Yeah.
You suck Betty's dick with some chocolate icing?
Hold on, she has.
Hello?
You suck Betty's dick with chocolate icing?
Yes. I bought a whole container.
What tasted better, the dick or the icing?
Huh?
What tasted better, the dick or the icing?
Both.
Did he come in your mouth?
You know, it's safe to say yes or no, because it's not like we know your name and we can't even see
I know,
you.
Right.
Exactly.
Not,
so this is
not
the one time
the chocolate.
Be
didn't need the chocolate for that.
So, was that a yes?
Yes.
Yes. I told
did you,
you
swallow?
Yes.
Of course you did.
Oh, okay. Well, she a keeper.
Hmm?
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the smallest, 10 being the biggest, where is Sadie's dick?
Enough to make it hurt.
Wow.
Girl, how much did Daddy just give you?
Huh?
Daddy just give you to say that shit.
Yeah, exactly. A lot. Okay, put Daddy back on.
Did he fuck her with his glasses?
Hello, hello.
Did you fuck her with your glasses on?
What's up?
Did you fuck her with your glasses on?
Oh, no, no, I had those off. That's about Clark Kent. I was Superman.
Oh, my God. Princess Nate, tell everybody I'm coming right back.
Okay.
This shit gets on my fucking nerves. I tell you,
stealing internet from your neighbors.
Okay, look, I'm not stealing internet from my neighbors at all. Okay, now, I see Travis is in the building, so we're going to bring Trav on. Hello, Travis.
What's going on, Chuck? How you been, yo?
Hey, Doughboy.
What's goody, baby? How you doing?
What's up?
Ain't nothing. You know I'm always your little dope boy. What's poppin'?
You know it. What
you been?
That's my dope boy. Can't nobody mess with
that. Say it again, Chuck.
Where you been?
I've been working, yo. I just been working. Shit, that's all.
Working?
Yeah, I work. You know what I'm saying? I work for that ABC Distribution Center.
The alcohol place?
Yeah.
Can you send me some?
I can see if I can make something disappear. I mean, like what, though?
I like Malibu or Friday's Pina Colada. You know, I like those.
Oh, you want them grown and sexy drinks?
Yeah.
Don't let her corrupt you. Please don't.
Yes, you Char, do.
You be corrupting me too sometimes.
Yeah,
Char, do be corrupting people.
I'm Daddy.
Who that, Char? Who that? Introduce me. Who that?
That's Teddy. Teddy J.
Teddy, that's Travis. Teddy
no,
Travis,
that's not the boy.
Char be corrupting me, man. When you talk friends, you got to live to a certain standard. So it's like, I just can't not.
No, at first he wanted me to take a bet. He wanted me to take a bet.
So,
let me tell you something, yo. I done dealt with these two chicks before. They can chew you up. They can spit you out. Yes, you got to be mentally strong enough to take that shit.
But we still love you, don't we?
Of course, of course.
Thank you, Doughboy.
No problem, baby.
Yeah.
We love you to death. We sure do.
And I love the chalk wave. You know that.
You the only one that'll bounce on the chocolate wave like you riding on it, like you surfing, man. Drown a little bit and then come back later. You get revived and come back.
Yeah, man, I don't want you to think I be forgetting about y'all. Ew, that bitch ugly. I don't want you to think
wow.
I be forgetting
I bet you
about y'all and all of that, man. I just been working, man. That's all. Staying out of trouble. Staying away from vehicles that's speeding.
Yes. But, you know, they do make your dick look bigger, so you fight.
Oh, yeah, they ain't look. It did.
Ooh.
Hey, I also recommend y'all use ice.
I do use ice, baby. You telling us something that we already know. Just because you the sucking version don't mean that we don't know. I mean, really.
It's funny when somebody finally
gets
your dick.
If we lose service, I'm going to call y'all straight back because I'm driving in my car and I just got my iPhone and shit. So I'm driving
I'll come. Princess
my dope boy got an iPhone. He upgrading, huh?
I know. It's funny how Sadie got all this advice all of a sudden for somebody that's just now getting their dick sucked and getting some pussy.
I know, right?
No, I'm just saying, I'm just making a point that, you know, I've tried a lot of things I never tried. I always heard about it, but I never tried
it. Well, we've been there and done that. You know, we've mastered that trade already, sweetie. Come with something new.
I could
spread some cheering, and now I get to that. I could spread some cheer for y'all.
No, it's cheer for you, baby, because you the one that was deprived, not us.
Oh, no.
Well, you know what? I'm getting ready to play, Two Occasions featuring Taiwan and LaToya Watts. Princess Nay, you're going to like the song. Hold on. Got to find it. Let me go down. I'm getting better with my DJing skills.
I got a question. What's this about? This guest talking about she was acting mean and whatnot.
Oh, it's okay. You missed that. We playing a song now. Sit back and enjoy the ride.
All right.
That means shut the hell up.
And Princess Nate, you talking shit because she already in Florida, man. You gonna fight?
You don't scare me.
You gonna fight, man?
I would be like Sadie J. I'm going to suck your dick and lick your ass, and you'll be tapping out and crying. You'll be going to run the other way. I don't worry about that.
No, I'm not going to be mad at that.
Yeah, it will, I'm sure.
Shout out to Team NLPM.
Who cares?
I only pray to you on two occasions. When I'm needed, I only pray to you on two occasions. That's when I'm lonely. That's when I'm needed.
And God said, I think it's so unfair how you use me. When you need a blessing, I'm who you come see. I'm who you call when your bank account on me. He give you add-ons, I give you increase. When you need a friend, I'm who you gon' see. When he ain't treating you right, that's when you call me. I got you, but you ain't never got me. A good God I am, ain't gon' forever be. Hit rock bottom, I place you on your feet. You ask for a branch, give you the whole tree. When everything blessed, you never call me. But everything great, cause I'm a champion.
I only pray to you on two occasions.
On to his game, but he ain't play for keys. Left you lying in pain, and now it's on me. Even when you away, he give you bad dreams. Good life, he don't. It ain't what it seems. So I'm advising you to join my team. Give you a tongue to speak. They think you Chinese. Want a piece of the pie? I got the whole thing. You ever gave me your life? It won't be the same. They say you over blessed. I be the one to blame. You ever wanna get away? What's my plan?
I only pray to you. On two occasions.
Yes,
when I'm lonely.
Yes, when lonely.
That's when I'm needed.
Yes, when
I only pray to you on two occasions. That's when I'm lonely.
Yes, when I'm lonely.
That's when I'm needed.
Yes,
shit. I swear, I am just having the worst fucking time. My damn internet be tripping out. The hotspot, that should be on some old bullshit for real. Ooh-wee. Okay. Princess May?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I don't know what the hell is going on with this damn hotspot, girl, but...
I don't know, it booted me off with the quickness.
You know what? I can't even tell you what happened.
Uh-huh. But, see, what had happened was...
Yeah, what had happened was... Matter of fact... Oh, shit, I can't even see! Oh, man! Okay, do me a favor. Tell tell everybody in the other chat room that
what
I'm about.
Chat room? I'm only in one.
Okay, do me a favor. Log into the switchboard for me.
You know it take me forever to log into this freaking switchboard.
Man, I don't know why my shit is, like, really tripping.
What is it, Chalk Mommy?
Yeah.
Okay, and message me the password. Can't remember what it was.
You know what? Hold on.
What?
I'm going to get it to you. We timing out. I'm just having, like, some serious issues. My internet keeps timing out, which is not a good sign. See, every time that I'm about to have a good experience and stuff like that, that's when shit be happening. That's when shit be going wrong. I don't know why, but the devil can't stop nothing. He is a lie. You feel me? Okay, I just text you the password.
All right.
And then if that was what was wrong, I'm going to be, like, so mad at myself.
What?
Because when I clicked on it, it showed that it wasn't even connected, so to speak.
I don't think this was it last time. Nope. It's just Chalk Mommy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right.
Okay, you know what? Hold on. I think, let me view this real quick. Because I think Pink Candy is on. And,
Hi.
Oh, shit. You know what? Blog Talk just gave me an error. This be some bullshit. What? Oh, my God. Princess May, this is so not cool.
What happened?
Because Blog Talk has given me a server error. So I'm trying to go in. Okay, here we go. Girl, I'm about to have a damn fit. So I'm just waiting for the studio to come back up.
Alrighty.
Okay, so now we're back in business.
Good.
And I just need to make sure this is Pink before I bring her in. Because I don't see her raising her hand. No. I don't think so. Oh, yeah. Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we hear you.
Hey.
How are you?
Huh?
Today, I need you to meet Pink Candy. Pink Candy, I'm introducing you to my beautiful co-host, Princess May.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good.
She wasn't on the last time that you came on. So go ahead and tell everybody who you are.
Hey, everybody, it's Pink Candy. I don't know what you want to tell me. I'm the BBW porn star. You guys can see me at pinkcandyshop.com. I don't know. I'm on Twitter, Pink Candy XXX. Candy is spelled KANDIXXX. I don't know what you want me to tell them.
What have you been up to since the last time you came on the show?
You said what?
What have you been up to since the last time you came on the show?
A lot of sucking and licking and things of that nature. No.
Wow.
No, but seriously. My website should be up either this month or next month. Hopefully by the end of this month. That's what I'm hoping for. I did not win the award that I was nominated for, but that's okay. I think I ended up getting nominated 2 years in a row, so that doesn't matter. At least someone sees what I'm doing. And it's working hard. I'm on the cover of Big Black Bus Clock Soaker. What else did I do? I got things on PlumperPass.com. It's been busy.
Now, I got a question for you. I was looking at a football game, and you hit me up. I want to say it was New Year's Day. And what the hell? What's going on with your haters? What have they done to you?
What's going on with who?
Your haters. I mean, you got some more haters since the last time you was on the show?
You know what? They be the same people, too. I don't understand. You know how everybody want to be number one, I guess. I don't really care for all of that. It's about having fun. But, you know, it is what it is. It's just mad when they see you doing good, right?
But, I mean, that's a good thing because, you know, you must be doing something right for motherfuckers to take the time out to even hate on you.
That's what they say. Well, I didn't even know I was doing so well until other people start getting mad.
Got a question for you. What do you have coming up, like as far as films and everything like that? What kind of films do you have coming up? Do you have any DVDs that you have out that's about to drop?
You said what kind of films I have coming out? All kind of boy, girl, free food, sourcing. I'm doing a lot of fetish stuff, too, now. I'm down for anything. I don't do anal and swallowing. Those are the devil.
You don't do anal?
No, that is scary. I like a finger, though. Just a finger.
Oh, if somebody sticks their finger in your ass, you're okay with that.
Yeah, now that's nice. But the whole thing... I'll probably die right there on the spot.
But what if the dick is small?
You know, when someone else asked me that, I was like, I don't know. Something to think about. I thought about doing one. Just one, maybe, because pink can be fussing on the end. Who knows?
I mean, you can try with your dildo.
Yeah, I don't know. That scares me. I feel like it'll grow really big and never come back down. I've seen some scary buttholes in my day.
I mean, as long as I can, I'm taking it in the ass. And it wasn't that bad. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to jump up there and fuck a 10-inch in the ass or anything like that. But I was starting in the ass.
I don't know. I just seen girls with, like, booty holes with, like, straight taco meat. And that just scares me.
Wow.
You know what? Hold on. I'm home, so I'm sitting on my face, and I'm getting ready to go get my chocolate monster. So I can, like, show people what I need to do so you can get it over here and get it in the ass. You're not that bad. One second, I'll play this song. We're going to take it.
When you can't sleep at night and your body's so uptight, come on. Come over and see it on my face. My face, my face, my face, my face, my face.
never be lonely, girl. Come over, sit down, and talk to me. I'm listening to everything that's going wrong in your life. And I don't know why you're alone, cause you're cookie clean and you're sex as me. Oh, I don't know why you're in your home, by the phone, all alone, shout it. And I don't fall too hard to let up. I'm going in and I ain't coming out.
Sister Sammy, baby, it's my time. I like that song. That was dedicated to Princess Nay with her cutie pie face. And we have a call at 347-383. You are riding the chocolate wave with Chalk Mommy and Princess Nay. Sam?
Hello?
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 Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
We
hear me?
You.
How y'all look? All right, how
yeah.
y'all doing? All right, how y'all doing?
We're good.
Thank you. Huh?
We're good.
How are you?
I'm fine. No, I was this is my first time listening to y'all, and I was on listening to y'all for a while. And the last caller, I don't know what's how old is he? The one to talk about this is his first time getting his dick sucked with some ice.
He's like
35,
man.
Yeah, he's like 35.
Yeah.
This is,
no,
oh my god.
No, really, he's only 20. He's in his 20s.
Oh my
but
god.
But still, you know, most people, they get that when they like 16, 17.
I'm saying my first experience, you know, was my mother's best friend. You know, I was like 15 and she was like 38.
Bad.
You know, and she turned me out, you know, she showed me how to treat a woman, how to touch a woman and everything, you know. So I don't know. And I really like y'all station, so I'm gonna start listening to it on the regular.
That would be in your best interest, baby, because you don't know what you're missing out on by not tuning in.
You know, I'm
the essence of being sexy right here.
I'm saying I'm into. I'm a dancer. You know, I've been a dancer for like 10 years now.
Really, like stripper dancer?
Yes.
Oh, what's your stripper name?
My stripper name is Prince.
Prince. Well, guess what? I'm Princess.
That's good. That's
I really
good.
Am a Princess May. Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We need to see what you look like, Prince.
Huh?
We need to see what you look like. Your name.
You want BBM?
Yes.
You can BBM me, or you can my email address if you want to.
Address. Hold on, I'm just going to send you a BBM. Give me just a second.
All right.
I'm learning how to work it, Chalk.
Learning how to work it.
Me and my fucking internet, yo.
Okay, what's your pin?
Hold on for 1 minute. It's 3212. It ain't working. It's leaking.
3212.
Yeah. 3212. Hold on for a minute. I don't even know my pen by heart in this a bit.
OMG, dude.
Huh?
Prince is dropping the ball.
My pen and his face bar and his pen to come right up.
Yeah. Type in my pen.
Okay, all right, I got it. 3212-7074.
Oh, you're already one of my contacts.
One of your contacts?
Yep.
All right. I'm dark and I'm chocolate, you know, too, you know?
3212. I forgot the rest of it. 3212-7074-7074. It says that you're already in my contact, but I don't see you in here. Well, how about you just send me a home?
Huh?
Just send me a invite, because I don't have you. I can't find you. 323-0-7-A as an apple, 5-2.
Oh,
yeah.
0-3-0.
Cloud, I know my pen.
Hey, what you said, 3-0?
I said 323-0-7-A as an apple, 5-2. You know what? I just realized I just gave out my damn pen on the radio.
We all did. So while he's trying to figure out what's going on, I am about to bring on. Oh, shit. Damn. That's cool. Princess name, cool. We got a Detroit caller, and then we got another New York caller. Which one do you want?
I want the New York one.
Okay.
Freak Nasty Boss, what's up?
Damn, can I say hi first? How you doing?
I'm chilling, how are you?
It's that booty pic. It's got everybody all mesmerized and stuff. Got your booty all in the air, spread out and stuff, man.
Looking nice. Looking real right.
And it just has a sign that says insert here.
Yeah. What part of New York you from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? What part of Brooklyn?
I'm from Brownsville, Money Making Brownsville.
All right. I'm from Bed Stuy.
Hell no.
That's for sure.
Doc, are you serious? I think I just spilled in my mouth a little bit.
What happened?
I need you to behave your motherfucking self. That's what I need you to do. So be nice.
Look, I done told your monkey ass I don't feel good already, and you sending me bullshit in my email and got me throwing up in my mouth and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Who does that? Where do they do that at? I mean, really, realistically, that was like not even right.
Yeah, well, I know y'all got BBM, so somebody can add my pen, Miss Pink.
I have BBM, but I'm not Miss Pink. I'm Miss Princess. Princess Nate, to be exact.
Right, tell him. Tell him.
Whatever, you can take it. Listen, take my pen. Take my pen.
I just sent out a BC the other day saying I wasn't taking no new people.
Hold on.
You don't
want to
take this person.
Do any of them eat ass while we on the phone? I mean, I need to know how many people.
I'm saying that all comes part of the game.
I'm with all of that. I'm with
got no problem with eating no ass. Only some good ass. I ain't got no problem.
Good answer.
Huh?
Cool, whatever.
Good answer.
My name ain't Freak Nasty Paul for no reason. I'm with whatever y'all with. You feel me?
You sound like you were more than a freak, money.
Nah. Only thing
where you just. The way you just said that, listen to what you just said. Listen to what you just said. My name is freaking nasty, and no, come on, man.
Porn star.
Only females, but I handle mine.
All right.
I keep the ladies happy.
That's what it's
about. Are you
about.
A porn star? You do videos and stuff? Chalk is looking for somebody to star in her next video.
Well, let's get it.
Yeah, but you got to have at least 11
inches. They got to have a big, well, I mean, I ain't got to say they got to have a big dick. They need to know how to work what they got, because I'm finding that all this hoopla about big dick is just hype, because a lot of men don't know how to work what the fuck they got.
Well, I'm personally with mine. I never had no complaint, but I do got a lot of females that come back for it, so.
Now, as far as me, I can only speak about myself, you know, because I'm already in the business, you know what I'm saying? And I have.
Prince, what
I
is your name on BBM?
Huh?
What's your name on BBM?
They got Prince on it, too.
I don't think I'm following you.
You know what I'm saying? After we leave shows and all that, I have personal women that I go see, too, you know what I'm saying? And I have a couple of them that it's like two, three times a week, they always calling me, you know? So it's something that I'm doing right, you know?
You a hoe.
Yeah, money goes a long way.
Money talks. I'm not a hoe, but money talks, you know what I'm saying?
So they be paying you.
Yeah, you know?
I don't blame you.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather, I'm going to give it away for free. You know what I'm saying?
He get paid to strip. He might as well get paid to lay pipe. I mean,
really. Right. Mm-hmm.
That's his profession, I guess.
Because I'm not believing shit he's saying.
And
on that note, I gotta take a music break. So
we're
gonna put them on mute and talk shit about them
princess
next.
So, all right, that works for me.
Yeah.
He better find me on BBM or I'm
just gonna
blast him.
I know, right? Okay, Princess Nate, you remember the guy I showed you last night, right?
Huh?
You remember the guy I showed you last night?
Oh, yes.
Now, this song right here. It's by him. It's called One. And, girl, let me tell you, he go to church on this one.
You're so stupid.
He go to church. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to find it. Hold on. Okay, this one is by Lo Ciel, and it's called One.
Let me see. Hope this finds you in time. Because, you know, things are forever changing. You know, only a fool would let love slip through his hands. You know, I always wondered if the woman that could have been the love of my life was waking up with the wrong man, but yet I hope you still find happiness and contentment. Even if it's not with me, I just need you.
It's been about 4 years now since you walked out of my life, girl. Everything around me ain't been the same in my world. Even through my summer nights, I ain't even gotta thank you twice. Somehow I gotta make it right. Over and over again, I be thinking about when you help me. Anything in this world I give, to get it back the way that it used to be. And every time I walk alone, I realize how far you're gone. Ain't no getting over you. Thinking about what I gotta do.
Oh,
getting I'm cracking myself up with dudes getting like and females play with their butt. That shit kind of hot.
I'm gonna play with whatever I want to play with, whether it's with a finger, a tongue, a toy. I don't care. If I want to play, I'm gonna play. And if you tell me no, then guess what? That means that you got to fuck on.
I mean,
cause
I feel like, and I'm sure Candy feels this way too. Me personally, when you are fucking, anything goes because you're fucking, and fucking leads to freakiness. I mean.
I'm sorry, but you forget, this is the princess, and in that situation, when we're doing the do, whatever I say goes, period. It's not about them. It's about me. That's it. And if you don't want it that way, then don't come play.
Oh, shit. My stomach hurts. Oh, my God. So, Princess Nay, what you're telling me is...
Yes, that's right. It's all about me.
So, if you was fucking a dude and you happen to pull out your rabbit or your toy, you're going to stick it in it?
If I want to. I want to see what they're going to do. And if they tell me no, don't tell me no. That's not an option.
Damn, I'm speechless. I'm Mr. Detroit. Do you got something you want to say?
Yeah, how y'all ladies doing tonight?
We're good. How are you?
We're doing fine.
And Chocolate Mama. I was just calling to see what was going on with you girls and to ride the wave. Here in Detroit is different than where y'all at. I don't know what kind of guys. Like that, but that has to be a really successful guy. That's probably into that type of stuff, but I wouldn't like nobody playing with my butt.
Really?
Even if you're a princess. Even if you're a princess. You know what I'm saying? That's just wrong. I mean, but it's
thinking about
you don't get to play with me then. You've already been exed off of this, okay? Do what you do,
though. That's understandable.
I mean, to me, guys like to fuck females in the ass. I mean, dudes is all for anal sex. I mean, I just think sex should be equal opportunity.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, that's just for the person that you're with. Like, if you can understand it with him and he likes that type of stuff, then that's all fine. But it's different strokes for different kind of guys, you know what I'm saying? I've never been into that kind of stuff. Like, I might go to, like, lifestyle parties and stuff like that, but I never even involve myself in nothing like that. But I have heard that some guys like that type of stuff, and that's just for them. But it's a certain amount of guys out here that's into that. I'm sure you can find somebody that likes that. But
no,
I hear the curiosity in your voice. You sound a little curious. Okay, let me ask you this. Would you let a chick lick your ass?
Yep, he sure would. Won't tell nobody.
Mostly everybody would have problems. Right.
Totally.
But I don't know
if
nobody penetrates my ass.
If you let a female stick her tongue in your ass, there's nothing wrong with a finger.
To me, that's penetration. You know,
fingers in
I have had somebody lick my ass before, but I have never had nobody put anything in my ass. Now, and I don't knock my woman for one minute because, you know, that's just a fetish. And that's understandable. That's why I sound like I'm not against it, I'm not for it. But I'm not for it, but I'm not against it. I sound like I'm wavering. My ability.
Finger, toy. I mean, to me, it's all the same. This is what kills me about men. Men sit here and come on my show. And they'll be like, oh, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. 5 minutes behind closed doors, that bitch got his legs up. Whatever you want, talk. Do whatever you want. Take it. Okay, because I feel like if you let a chick lick you in your ass, she gonna stick her tongue in. Because what, I mean, it's a certain shit you do when you fuck and you freaky. You lick it, then you play with it. And then, you know, a finger might come, and that just opens up the door for everything else. So you can't sit here and say, oh, she can lick my ass, but she can't put nothing in it. Because 9 times out of 10, when she's licking your ass, her tongue is going to penetrate your ass. So what's the difference besides the size, unless she got a big tongue?
That's just something I'm not into. You know what I'm saying? A woman, when she's in the bed with a man, she gonna have, like Ms. Chris said, she gonna have most power over anything, right? But a man gotta stand, have some kind of grounds to stand on also. So with me, that's probably like where I would draw the line.
Oh,
I'm just saying, but
and I'm just gonna tie your ass down and do what the hell I want to do. So you come on down this quarter.
That is racist.
I don't care. They do it to us all the time. And if it's dick is hard, then it's not classified as rape.
Y'all already started to tell me too. A lot of women will try to do that to you, but you have to stop them. I've had women I've been madly in love with that would try to stick their finger in my butt and stuff like that when we having sex, but I would stop her from doing that because to me that's not no sexual feeling for me.
Well, for me, it's one of the things I do, but I probably wouldn't want it to be with the person, like, I'm with. I don't know. That would make me wonder, like, do you let the other people fuck him in ass? But anybody else, I don't care. Probably not my boo. My boo probably, I don't know. And I've never licked a booty. That scares me. Men booty scare me.
Right.
I don't think a lot of y'all wipe y'all butt too good. So that's kind of
right. You gotta have
go down and see little dookie balls hanging from your ass hair. I don't know.
I was following Chocolate Mama. That's why I got off. I wanted to talk to y'all and see how y'all really was. Y'all are really cool though, but I was reading her about her experience with her first anal sex, and I was understanding, like, from a woman's perspective, it's a lot more sexier than me.
I love it.
If you let me play with your ass, it can be a lovely experience. You just got to keep all of it in mind.
I mean, that's just where I'm like, I'm not supposed to do that. I wouldn't care if you was like one of the richest women in America. I would draw the line right there, you know what I'm saying? It's just something, you gotta stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Okay, but your voice is telling me your mouth is saying one thing, but your voice is telling me you want it.
I mean you also, baby, and every time you talk about it you get out of yourself. Want to stick your finger in my ass, but
things
I can't allow.
I am, and I'm going to find you, and I'm going to take your cookies. Just wait. I'm going to get it.
Hey, I'm easy to find. I'm not the kind of person that's going to hide. I'm in Detroit all the time. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter.
Uh-oh, Midwest.
I'm everywhere. But,
okay, so have you fucked a female in the ass?
I would put you on to a challenge if any woman could get me to do that. I'd be lost.
Barrier.
You know what I'm saying? I probably would. If she could talk me into doing something like that, that means she'd have some over my head for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. It could come out. We could be together, get married, and later on in life she can fall out with me, and then she can have things over me, and I could be.
Nah, I don't want to marry no man. Let me put my finger in his booty.
That's right. There no other woman want to marry a man. That's something for this homosexuality. You know what I'm saying?
I made myself laugh on that one.
Listen, you laughed because you know that's true. You wouldn't marry no man if
you might be a little suspect. I mean, I may want to do it, but I ain't meant to marry you.
Right, a couple months later, find him in bed with somebody else. He's like, oh,
that's
I knew
right.
It.
I think I turned him out, turned him on. He'd be like, oh, I like that. Let me try something a little bigger than that.
You'll probably be getting turned out. I'll be turning you over and hitting you, and you'll probably like that. You know what I'm saying? Some Some people,
I would. I do like that.
Some
I mean, I can't even sit here and lie and say I don't, because I do. I'm going to tell you, I love it. Woo!
Yeah,
yes!
You want to expand it more, you want to take it to another level. You like it, you want to put some pressure on the man. When the woman gets into that situation, she got a power struggle. You know what I'm saying? She got the power over the man in the relationship.
I'm going to need you to send me a picture where you facing forward, because right now your profile ain't doing nothing for me. Send me a face shot, please.
Who do you want me to send it to?
Send it on BBM. You just sent me a message. Send me the face shot on BBM. Hook a sister up.
What's this?
Huh?
You're going to get raped and you don't even know it yet.
Detroit. I'm talking about Prince. Sorry, my bad, Detroit. No, this is Prince I'm talking about. Detroit, are you on BBM?
I don't even know what BBM is now.
Oh, well, hell, that means you ain't on it.
What is it? I hear y'all talking about it a lot, though, but I don't know what it is. I'm on Twitter, Facebook.
What's your Twitter? What is your Twitter, baby? I feel my drugs kicking in now. What is your Twitter, baby? Let me go find you.
That's it for me, okay? 313.
Hold up. Shit, now. I'm not that fast. 313.
Area code of Detroit. 313.
Uh-huh.
Number 4.
Huh?
You. Number 4.
Hold up. Start over. Right. Start over. 313.
4-U-4-5. The numbers.
Huh?
313-4-U-4-F-U-N. Got
it? 313-4-U-4-5. What the hell?
Look, it's simple, but it sounds
good. You have, like, 33 followers.
Listen, baby.
We're going to hook you up. Chalk Mommy is going to help you get some followers.
Okay.
I'm going to be a sympathy follower. I'm going to follow you just because I feel bad that you don't have a 33. All right?
All right. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I don't just add people because they're on Twitter, though. You know what I'm saying? I try to get some kind of rapport with them first. Like, I'm trying to get a rapport
child,
with y'all.
Please. I don't really care.
No.
Because if I ever see you, I'm gunning for your ass. So just keep that open, okay? So every time
okay.
you see me, you just walk backwards.
All right, I'm going to catch you. I'm going to try to catch you when it happens in February. You hear me?
My birthday's in February, and so is Chalk. So we're expecting some good birthday presents. What?
I want one too. Mine is February too.
No, it's not about. Didn't you hear the conversation earlier that it's all
said,
about me? And since
my
Chalk is my sister, it's all about her too? Okay,
I said I want one too. Mine
mute him.
Is in February.
Mute that ass. Mute him. MUTE.
Now, this is where we become dirty bitches and we put the guy on mute. And we talk about him like he's not here. Girl, is it me or does he sound like he kind of interested in some ass play?
I think he is. As a matter of fact, I'm quite sure he is. He's just scared to say it out loud. But, you know,
he's
going to
send one of y'all DM right now
no.
talking about, come on over, cheeks are spread. The DM is coming. Just wait on it.
Chocolate monster got to go.
People in Detroit, they get down. Matter of fact, the rapper that I was talking about, that was a crybaby. He's from Detroit, so they got some bitch in them. They got some bitch in them. It's okay. It's all right. I'm mad. doing nasty stuff.
We need to make a song for him. Beat the booty up. Beat the booty up.
Oh, you know what? Okay.
Hey, Chuck, I gotta get ready to go. I'm gonna try to call back before the show is over.
Okay, we'll be here. We're ready.
Okay, man. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Princess Nay.
What?
You know what? I got one for you.
All right.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Hold on. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I think you're going to like this one. As soon as I find it. I know. Go ahead and say so smart.
Yo,
here we go.
Yeah. Hooked on phonics ass. See what I mean?
Well, damn.
Exactly.
It's coming.
I wish I was.
I can help you.
No, I'm good.
Don't you be holding back, your love. Don't you be holding back.
Shit like this, and I start dripping ice down your spine.
Send me a forward picture.
347-243, you're on the air. Oh, well. Let me refresh and see what the hell he at. I swear, we've been punking men like crazy tonight, girl.
Not us. We've been good at what we do.
Yes, we are very good at what we do. Damn.
Whoever this is that's listening to us right now, he need to just call in.
He is just
so
listening.
That I'm
he
talking
is
to him on BBM. Huh?
He's scared.
He is scared. He ain't going to call in.
I mean, men should be afraid of us because we're real women. You know what I mean? And they don't know what to do with us.
He's scared.
They can't help. We're too much for them. Matter of fact, you know what? Let me call somebody and play with them on the phone.
Do it.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let's see. Let me get this. No, we don't want to place them in the screen. And oh, I got to enter a phone number. I hope he answers the phone because, you know, some people don't answer phone calls they don't know.
If they know like I know, they won't answer this one.
I'm not being nice. This is a potential guest. Well, damn, the call was not answered.
Because he's scared.
Hopefully he'll call back in.
Probably not.
I want to call somebody granddaddy and play with them, but I'm going to respect my senior citizen elders today.
Call somebody preacher.
Oh, a preacher. Huh.
You already going to hell. You might as well.
Matter of fact, 646-244, you are riding the wave with Chalk Mommy and Princess Nay. What's up?
Say hello. You know that's when you fix your lips.
Oh, okay. It's Marco. What's Gucci?
Hello.
Hi, Marco.
What's popping, though?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
So, you've been listening, right?
Yeah. Why I ain't got candy? Like, come on, candy's supposed to, like, come on, man. I ain't even going to say what I asked for, but I'm just saying, like, she's supposed to get a real exclusive, man. She ain't get real exclusive, you know what I mean? Like, I wish I was on your blog. I would have blew your blog up, but anyway, go ahead.
I mean, shit, blow it up now. How do you
don't blow mine up. Get the hell off mine. Leave me alone, shit. I don't want to be bothered tonight.
Well, Candy's sexy as hell, though. You know what I'm saying? I guess she wanted to play that little lady-like and let y'all do what y'all do. You know, I don't know.
mean, I'm just saying, you know, sometimes when people ride the chocolate wave, it kind of takes them out of their element because it gets real raw. It gets real, real on here.
I see. Like,
not me. I'm a good one. I'm always good.
I see how y'all do. I wish I could hear my voice, how I sound. Like,
I can't go back and listen to the damn show after we get done. Don't be called. Oh, wow. Mute. I'm watching you, Chuck. I see you. Stop giving me the Uji Boo Boo face, please.
Marco.
Yeah.
Polo.
How do you feel about your ass?
I just hit Nay. I was like, yo, y'all make a nigga want to stop getting his ass licked, man, because y'all on some, like,
fingers
in the front.
Oh, it was you
shit.
That did it. Oh, cool. Photographer main. That's you?
Yeah, that's me, baby.
I'm still going to be so ass you come on here talking crazy. I don't care. I mutes people and boots people. It makes me so excited and giddy on the inside.
Oh, my God.
I hear you. Y'all get real raunchy, though. I like that raunchy shit, baby. I like that raunchy shit. For real.
We are ladies. We don't do that.
I hit Chocolate Mommy up on New Year's Eve, and I told her, man, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be a good year for her, man. Y'all need to, like, y'all need to get an internet, you know what I'm saying, radio, you know. Like, you know what I'm saying, so people can see y'all.
What the hell you think you are, dude?
I'm just saying.
He is so slow because everybody is seeing us but him. Everybody hearing us, and they hearing him, and they looking at us, hear him, make an ass
they
of himself.
They laughing at his ass. They laughing
at
him.
I didn't know y'all was on the video right now. I didn't know that. Okay.
Because I didn't give you the video link. All I gave you was a number.
So, you know what, Princess, now he got my blast because he on my list. Now, my question to you, Marco, is when I'm in New York, are you going to bend over and assume the position?
Assume what position? Are you serious right now?
Dead ass.
Nah, I hear you. I ain't bending over, baby. Like, come on.
He already bent over.
The position, because you had to think about it. You was like, yo, are you really serious right now? Princess Nate, I guarantee you his dick just got hard.
Now y'all going to try to put that, going to try to do me like Detroit do, right? Come on, man. Don't try to do me like that.
We ain't doing you like nothing. You doing it to yourself. You pause. Don't you know when you got two women on the phone and we ask you something and you pause, that's a
that
30.
That means your ass considering it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you would have said no. And now you're just embarrassed, and you don't want to tell nobody that you were
I ain't embarrassed.
But
come on,
you know
man,
what you
I ain't
can do.
Baby. I'm a,
you know
I'm,
what you
I'm,
do,
I'm
baby. You just send us a BGM
y'all.
And tell us yes. It's okay.
Yeah,
we
whatever.
Won't even make you answer.
Whatever.
You know you like it.
Mm-hmm.
An ice tongue licking all on your asshole. You know it makes you. It's already making your dick stick out.
I mean, I like to get my ass licked. Don't get it twisted. I like to get my ass licked and all that, but not finger popping me. Shit, what I look like? Come on, man.
Okay, but when you say your ass licking all of that, I mean, what's all of that?
All of that. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Stick the tongue in it, you know what I'm saying? Like, 69. Like, I get real. I'm raunchy, baby. That's why you need to come to New York and see what this raunchy shit is about. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not.
Yeah, we
got to
see what you look like first.
You like the tongue to penetrate your ass. Is that what you're saying?
Don't try to put me on blast. Yes, I like
that's
that.
That's what he's
yes.
saying. That's what he's saying without saying it.
Okay, so, you know, tongue, finger, I mean, it's all the same.
Nah, it's not all the same. Get out of here, man. Get out of here. It's not all the same.
Our finger is smaller than our tongue because our tongue is thick and wide. So you come out better letting us put our finger in your ass than our tongue because the I got little fingers. Princess Nay got little fingers.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to use these speakers. Fuck that. I'm trying to rape them. I'm going to spread it.
The tongue, that, I mean, I'm just saying, the tongue, ooh, damn.
Man, I'm just going to go to the bathtub. I don't want to play with him anymore. Mute!
Yeah, Nate, you kind of harsh. Like, you know, it's my first time on radio, baby. Take it easy, baby. Take it easy.
Kinda,
you go in on
the. We don't use lubrication on the Chocolate City Radio Show. Especially when the princess doesn't feel good.
We just go straight in. We just go straight in like a Cherokee movie. Like,
yes.
She don't have no foreplay, really. She just let that nigga bang her in the ass. That's what we do around here.
But if Candy's listening, I ain't trying to go hard on you, Candy. I thought you was just gonna get raw, baby. I thought you was gonna get raw.
You don't want to talk to us. Candy fucks niggas in the ass with dildos. So, I mean, she got a little raw. What you trying to experience? What you need?
Nah. I ain't trying to experience none of that. Like, you crazy. Y'all on this ass fetish shit. Can we get off this ass fetish and talk about y'all head games or something? Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all saw y'all sloppy suck or whatever. Like, come on. Like, I ain't hear none of that yet.
You ain't heard what?
I ain't hear how y'all suck. I ain't heard how Princess Nate sloppy sucks. I heard you talking about how you fucking, you know, you get on your dildo.
And you ain't going to hear it. Ha ha.
All right, no problem.
Princess Nate has an ass fetish. I have a dick and, you know, dick sucking fetish and an ass fetish. So we're on the ass fetish tonight because, you know, that's what was brought up by, you know, some of the BBM dudes. So, you know, we gotta give y'all
right
what
back.
Y'all want.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're giving them what they want.
Don't get scared.
I ain't scared, man. Trust me.
You sure?
Baby, listen, I wouldn't have called you up if I was scared, you know what I'm saying? Princess
Nate. Okay, when you see me, what you gonna let me do to you? When you see me, what you gonna let me do?
I don't know. I know you ain't gonna be sticking no finger in my butt. That's crazy.
Okay, but you'd rather me stick my thick tongue in your ass and my finger smaller than my
tongue.
Because
you're not gonna do it like that. You're not gonna just come on, like, you gonna, like, you know, you know how to do it. You gonna spread it, you know what I'm saying? You gonna slowly but surely, you know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of, like, timid on that. Like, I might stop you and be like, yo, let me fuck you, man. Come on, this ain't working right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on, like, nah, all this ass-looking shit, you ain't doing it right, you know?
Also, you going to turn around and lick my ass right?
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't know me very well. I do everything right. I know what the fuck to do and what not to do.
I see how the body look. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I see how the tricks look, you know what I'm saying? I've been waiting for a little video, but, you know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I think you send those out on the daily, so I can't get one side.
I don't send out any videos. Matter of fact, I don't have any videos in my phone. My videos is on my adult website. You know, it's a little video clip. But I like how you sat there and you started describing on how, you know, spread the ass and lick and all that other shit like that. You sound like you be getting it in. I like that because not too many men going to come up here and try to tell me how to lick some ass.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I mean, I'm aggressive, baby. I get to that. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on like 8 or 9 Facebook freak groups, and I get to them in them groups. I mean, I don't get the love. Like, I keep to the 100. I don't be getting a lot of love like that because, you know what I'm saying, I don't post a lot of pictures, but, like, I get to them. Like, I ask questions, you know what I'm saying? Like, they love me. I can't wait till I get all over Twitter like that. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time where I start getting my freaks on Twitter and they start loving me.
Okay, so how big is your dick?
I got a 9-piece.
How thick is it?
I don't know. Like, I never measured the thickness or nothing. I don't know. It's all right. You know, I guess it's all right, you know. No, but I get to the end, though. You know what I mean? Like, no, sex is not a problem for me.
Interesting.
Sex game is not really a problem, you know what I'm saying? And especially when my foreplay game is up, you know what I'm saying? If I can't if I can't do it in a foreplay, like I tell a lot of ladies, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, if you're not hollering and screaming and talking shit to me, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to give you the whack dick, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm going to fucking get my nut off, and then you're going to be like, damn, what the fuck happened, like, yeah, you just got the whack dick, but if you fucking on it, you know what I'm saying, you giving head, as soon as I nut, if I'm too excited, you know what I'm saying, because sometimes men get excited, you busting that 5 nut minute, you know what I'm saying, you pull that dick out, you wipe it off or whatever, because if you don't like your pussy juice, tasting your own pussy juice or whatever, you wipe it off, or you with it like that, you suck that shit back up, and I'm back up in there, you know what I'm saying, that's like, hey, that's what's up, like, you know what I mean, that's the type of shit I like, you know what I mean, I want somebody to suck it as soon as I nut. As soon as I nut, you take that shit out and you suck it again. Get right back to it. You know what I'm saying? I need a sergeant suck a lot. Y'all kind of quiet over there. What's going on? Like, y'all laughing at me or something?
I'm just listening to you because you funny. That's all. I'm listening to you. I mean, you talk a good one, and I mean, that shit I already do. Like, you're fucking with a professional, not a porn star, but I'm in tune with dick fucking everything else.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking in general. That's what I was just saying. Like, yeah, I was just talking in general with women. So maybe some
now,
of your listeners could get on to
that. Classes of women, though. There's different levels of women that do different things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I don't hear Princess Nate saying nothing. What's going on over there?
Man, she hung up. Her call dropped.
Oh, man, damn. So it's just me and a chocolate bunny. Okay.
Oh, no, I mean, there's more people on. They listening and whatnot.
I know they listening. I'm just saying, this is me and you talking right now. You know what I mean? Your listeners is listening.
Yeah, you rocking it out with Chalk Mommy. You handling it.
So that's what's up. You know. The show was like, I gotta tune in more. Like this Friday I'm definitely on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm definitely on it. I gotta tune in more. I've been slacking in my macking. I'm definitely on
tune. You sound so cute. My fucking internet signal is fucking up because it's people that wanna get in, and I guess, you know how, like, when you have wireless, when it fucking rains, then it always fucks up the signal? Like, I don't know. This shit is, like, bugging me. I'm going to have to call Sprint and scream on them and be like, what the fuck? So what's your favorite position?
69. No, 69 is my favorite position. No, I love that. You know what I'm saying? I don't do it enough, you know. But, hey, I'm trying to get more into that.
Oh, I see.
And reverse cowgirl. I love reverse cowgirl. Oh, man. Like, reverse cowgirl is my shit.
I can fuck with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can fuck with all of those. That's nice. I do it all. I do it all. Matter of fact, 2012, I'm looking forward to getting fucked in the ass because I haven't been fucked in the ass since 2009.
That's what's up. I love that. I'm get to them with that. That's the goal.
Yeah, I'm trying to get real nasty this year, so it's about time for me to have another live sex session on my show.
Oh, wow. That would be lovely.
I just got to figure out with who and where. I'm thinking about a female, and then we have a rap artist live in the studio, and while me and the female getting it on, he just has to sit there and look, but I'm still conducting my interview.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be crazy. That would be crazy, especially if you could get plows. Woo! That would be crazy.
And then you know what's crazy is he's going to sit there and look like, yo, this bitch is really fucking in front of me, another chick, and I can't get none, but she's so sick with it, she actually conducting an interview while she getting whatever.
Oh, yeah, you about to get mad hit-ups for that. Like, everybody going to be hitting you up, trying to tell you how to do it. You know how that go.
Hi, Princess May. Damn it, where the hell did she go? She was there. Damn. But you know, that's such is life. That's what I'm gonna do. And I'm gonna make sure it's like a crazy ass artist that got like a reputation for, you know, getting his way and all this other shit like that. When he walk away from this motherfucking interview, his head gonna be fucked up. 'Cause he gonna be like, how in the fuck did I just have the wildest interview ever? These bitches get it in. Chalk is interviewing me, and I don't get no pussy. I don't get no fucking head. Like, where they do that at? And now I'm going to be like, Chocolate City Radio.
Oh, really? I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, I have everything all planned out. No, I sure do. So, it's coming to the end of my show. I'm going to play one last song before I go. And this is the remix to I'm On One, but it's in Spanish. And it's kind of hot. I mean, I ain't going to say kind of. The shit is hot. I like it and whatnot. I got to go find it. It's Young Hollywood. That's what I put down. Okay, I got to find it. Okay. Young Hollywood and El Roca Trend on One remix in Spanish.
You already know. DJ Shotgun. It's the official life remix. Young Hollywood. Roca Trend. Monster Day. Lazio. Lazio. Come on. The King of the Kings remix.
Yo sé que tú sabes quién soy yo. Pero no quiero copiarte now. Ya tengo lo mío. Mírame a los ojos bien. Dice que no confía, no, no.
I'm just trying to get my shit up. Real nigga shit. All my real G stand up.
Aquí hay torta de más, baby, pide lo que sea. Cuchillo y gustao. Compra lo que quiera, mana. Bien tirado para atrás.
Lo que no es se compra, baby, no se estresa nada.
Pa' que explote la nota. Pa' que te explota la nota. Pa' que te explota la nota. Pa' que te explota la nota.
Siete cuentas de banco, diferentes nombres. Cuatro en los estados, las otras tres en Londres. Ah, usted no sabe de eso. Su gata mira mi cartera y se le baja el queso. Ajá, senda movie la que vive. Tú te buscas cuatro gatos, que son los que a ti te escriben. Ah, real pen, cinco puta fina. Tengo tres Cristina, dos Vanessa, cuatro Gina. Roca el tren, ya tenía mi título. Déjame buscar tu calle a ver si hay un capítulo. Ah, corta tu película. Quieres ser maleante, pero aquí ya no hay matrícula. Aquí mi brillo se nota cuando la gente tose. Quieres tener caras pa' tirarlo pa' los fotos al bolso. Ajá, sí, tengo todos los lujos. Tu gata me mira a los ojos, dice que soy. Ajá, cero promociones. Con tu nombre puede ser que yo haga como 100 canciones. Au, busca tus nenes que te escriban pa' que puedan hacer una movie que tú no te vivas. Ajá, y que esta a ti no te sorprenda. Pregúntale a tu pana cuánto daban por tu prenda. Te dimos cuatro vueltas y como tres pasitos, que tu relojito no me daba ni siete pesitos.
Yo sé que tú sabes quién soy yo, pero no quiero copiarte now. Ya tengo lo mío, mírame a los ojos bien. Dice que no confía, no, no.
I'm just trying to get my shit up. Real nigga shit, all my real G stand up.
Aquí hay torta de más, baby, pide lo que sea. Cuchillo y cuchao, compra lo que quiera, mana. Bien tirado pa' atrás.
Lo que no hay se contra, baby, no se expresa nada.
Pa' que explote la nota. Pa' que te explota la nota. Pa' que te explota la nota. Pa' que te explota la nota.
Best baby. Yeah, walk up in the club, me gritan y ojalá llegaré. Tantas conexiones, siempre brego con los iluminares. Disney, que yo quien sabe, lo mío suena a otro nivel. Ya se dio cuenta, everybody, so I'ma keep on flowing, yeah, I'ma keep on flowing. Porque me la creo que sueno mejor que estos cabrones. Yeah, I'm on it, so respect that. This nigga fall back, nigga step back. I'ma die for this money, motherfucker, you could bet that. Y no es que estoy guía de Dre, pero me pueden comparar, considerarme just as fucking great. What's up? Ha,
yeah, yeah.
Fucking remix.
¿Sabes quién soy
Latino
yo?
Latino remix.
Pero
Latino
no
swag.
Quiero callarse, no.
Roja.
Ya tengo lo mío.
Mira,
me lo
pongo.
Dice que no confía, oh, no, no. I'm just trying to get my shit up. Real nigga shit. All my real G stand up.
La Vía Music. Ow. Yeah.
That was DJ Shotgun, Young Hollywood, and Roka L. Turn out of Miami with Own One Remix. I like that shit. My show is over, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this song as the outro. It's called Working That Pole. This is for everybody that like dick, work that pole, because I know I be working it. I love you guys. Thank you for calling in. Y'all ain't got to go home, but y'all got to get the hell up out of here, but not before y'all hear this one last song. So, come back on Friday. I'll have Cloud Nine Boys on, and we'll get into some more freaky shit. I'm going to have some crazy-ass questions. I got some fucking prank calls to do. I had a whole lot of shit to do this Friday. So, make sure you guys listen in. Because I go to court on Monday, I don't think they're going to lock my ass up. But with my luck, you just never fucking know. So, stay hard and working that pole. Damn. Is this shit going to play? You know what? You don't even got to play. I'll save it for Friday. Friday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you guys ride the wave with Chalk Mommy, Princess Nay, Cloud Nine Boys, and I'm sure Marco Freaky Ass to be back because I think he liked riding the top of the wave and he liked the nasty shit that we talk about.
No doubt.
So this is Chalk Mommy. I love you. Thank you guys for tuning in, and y'all have a good night.